It's probably been the longest run saga that I've ever been involved in or ever had tell us. But at the same time, the good thing about it is that our girls, the momentum's still with them. You know what I mean? Like, they've been training now, most of them been training 12, 14, 16 months, like, so they're not going to give it up now within the last week or two. So the momentum's still there, and we thank God.
A long layoff as well since the final in December, Vinnie. Plenty of time to learn something from that draw.
Well, this is it. You see, we had a good long look at the video a couple of times, and we spoke to different players, and we've been able to analyse it, and we've seen our weaknesses, and we've seen the few bits and pieces of positive stuff that did happen in the game, and definitely ready for the second battle.
The events over the past couple of weeks won't have helped either, with the tragic death of Michaela McAreevy. It has touched everyone, Vinnie, and it's been hard to concentrate in football locally, hasn't it?
Yes, Paddy. Last week at training, you know, it was very sombre. Like, it was very quiet. A lot of the girls who had been full of things and such, like, they were very quiet. Like, and a lot of wee groups of girls talking about Michaela and stuff. And Mickey came out before that first All-Ireland final, the one that we played, and he spoke to the girls. Like, and the girls absolutely loved it, you know. And we got together again Sunday and trained, and the girls made the decision with themselves to go up to the weight. Like, and I think it helped the girls a while back, you know, because after the thing, when we were coming from the house and back onto the bus, there wasn't a sound. Like, it was a deathly eerie silence on the bus and on the way home. Like, and then we're back out and training on Tuesday night again, and the girls are speaking about it again. And we're going to go out on Sunday, and we're going to do it for Michaela, like, and do it in the memory of Michaela. Like.
Lovely gesture, Vinnie. I know the build-up hasn't been good for you either. Is it one or two injury concerns? What's the situation now with those?
Paddy, unfortunately, we'll not know. Hey, we're going to wait till the last minute. Hey, with Gráinne McGill's a big minus beside her name at the moment. Like, we're just going to give her to the very last minute. Like, we'll put her through on a bit of a fitness test tonight, and then we'll make the decision then. Like, Kelly O'Sullivan didn't train over Christmas at all, and I have to say she came back last Sunday and again on Tuesday night, and we put her through a fitness test with a few of the different girls would be top of the fitness as such, like, and she competed well against every one of them, so that's a plus. But Gráinne at the minute now is a doubt, like, so, but we're hoping that she'll come through maybe on Saturday evening.
A big occasion for any club, in All-Ireland club final, diluted somewhat perhaps that it is now carrying on into the next year. You're determined to win it though?
Absolutely, Paddy. It's the biggest occasion that anybody in our club has experienced, like, and it will be great to get it over and done with and get back into another new year in 2011, but the main focus at the moment is to win it. Like, you know, it's great getting there, but it's no good unless you win it. Like, nobody will ever remember losers. Like,
I was just going to remark finally, Vinnie, it's been for some players 12 months, for some 18 months solid football. What about yourself? Are you going to take a wee break now after this final?
I don't know. I have to say the girls have sacrificed a wild lot this year. I'm not going to go down the road, but I've sacrificed. At the end of the day, that's what my job is. But the girls have sacrificed a wild lot this year. This afternoon, you know, they deserve this. I'm not saying Kiltra haven't done the same. I don't know what they've done, but I know our girls have sacrificed a wild lot. Like, and as you said there, some of them have been out 18 months. Like, no, I don't think so, Paddy, because our minors are up. They're out again now at the minute, training with the seniors as well. So they've their first league match at the end of February. So I'll probably be taking them again this year. We have two titles to defend with them this year as well, so no, I can't see me taking a break. Well, it might take a week, I don't know, but at the minute I'm not looking down that road as such.